Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of June 2016, and this is the 372nd Mole Out Loud podcast. Today was even colder than yesterday. It was 1 degree when I got up this morning, which was very early. I got up at 4:30 for a 5 o'clock webinar. And after the webinar, I went outside, crunched outside, in fact, and hung out my washing, which completely numbed my fingers for quite a while afterwards. It was my first webinar since my sabbatical, and my second webinar was at 8, so I had 2 this morning with a little gap in the middle where I went for a very short walk, but not my usual, or not my currently usual long walk, because I really didn't have time to do that. And I did find it quite difficult not to be following the sort of rhythm that I've come to over the last 10 days, which really feels as if it suits me. I think, although I don't mind getting up early, I think if I had just had the first webinar and then I would have gone for a walk and probably come back into my own rhythm again. But because I had the second one, I started really getting lured into the internet, and I've really been trying not to be online until lunchtime this week. And that didn't happen today. So I was a bit cross with myself, although maybe I shouldn't be. I think it's harder to resist when you're tired, although I'm not sure whether I was tired, and harder to resist if somehow the rhythm is broken of a habit that is being newly formed. But it was quite interesting to see how fragile that new rhythm is still. Even though it feels really good, it's it was quite difficult to get back on track once I had deviated from that. And I guess both those webinars were not things that were directly related to what I needed to do today, although they were both things that I do want to do in the long run, so they weren't outside of my intentions, but they were certainly out of my intentions for today, and the same will happen tomorrow with one webinar tomorrow, but again outside the day's intention. So I think I need to really think about how I accommodate these things, if I can, without distorting myself to do so. I really enjoy the webinars, so I would be very reluctant to give them up, but I do really need to nurture myself around them. I'm going to send you a photograph today that I took yesterday of the fog below the summit of Knock Lofty that I was mentioning yesterday, because there's something about this idea of being above the fog and being able to really clearly identify where the fog is. That is very pleasing, even though the power lines in the picture are rather less pleasing and probably less energetically healthy. But there's something extraordinary about seeing such a thick fog from a point of complete clarity. So I'm hoping that that will inspire you as well as it did me. Sorry, I just had to pause for a while. I had a great frog in my throat. So I've just had some tea and come back because I was also going to mention the thesis that I wrote a few years ago, and I've mentioned, and a friend, Lisa, has been reading it for me, and we were talking a bit about it on the Hexenschuss call on Tuesday night, and strangely this morning a woman came into the cafe and who had been at the university while I was doing it, and had been really interested in maybe making a film of it. And at the time, I was just totally exhausted by that idea, and I just couldn't even think of it. But Lisa has mentioned it too. And interestingly, talking to the woman who had mentioned filming in the first place, she was no longer at all interested in it. But at the same time, the festival that we're having here, the midwinter festival that we have every year, Dark Mofo, has organised an installation at the old asylum where the person I wrote about in my thesis worked, where in fact most of the thesis takes place. And so it'll be open to the public in the next week or two. So I think I may go up there for this installation and just see how I feel about turning this work into something else. At the moment, I feel it isn't, that it would take over everything else I'm doing. So it would have to be a bit of an either-or, and that it's not very high on my agenda. But this confluence of these things happening make me want to at least revisit the site and see how I feel. But one of the things that I learnt last week was that it's not a good idea to take on more. In fact, I need to take on less. And it's a really tricky thing for me to learn. I find it that I keep on adding, and I find it very, very hard to subtract. I do hope that you are in tune with what you're doing and where you're at, whatever project you're doing, or however you are spending your days at the moment. I hope this is an engaged day, and that you can tune out the things that aren't directly related to what you want to be doing. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday, but not tomorrow, because tomorrow is a Murmurs of Mole Day.